on Toxic Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from CO to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for August 8th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Mary. How you doing, Mary?
Oh, boy. I'm doing okay. It was a long night last night. I had started to go to bed when the veto was happening, but I had my computer next to me, and I kept waking up like every 30 minutes to check. And it was a long break, but then it was a long night after that. Got a lot to talk about.
Quite a lot to talk about here as we talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It was day 32 in the house. And there's just a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a long day of sort of some interesting stuff. And then I don't know why they need to do these competitions so late. Do them earlier so that I can go to bed at a reasonable time, please. Thank you.
Yes. So there's a lot to discuss here. Derek X is the HOH. He has nominated Sarah Beth and Brittany for eviction with a backdoor plan in place for Christian, which pretty much everybody knows about except for Xavier, Christian, and Alyssa. What's going to happen here is that they're going to draw for veto players. They're going to play the veto, and we're going to see how that impacts the backdoor plan. But even beyond that, there's some drama here between, of course, Tiffany and Sarah Beth, as well as, one-sided drama, as well as some potential discussions about, you know, what would happen with the veto and what would happen even if the veto doesn't go a certain way or does go a certain way. There's talk about flipping the votes from multiple different places, sources in the House. So a lot to get to here as we go through the day. We did basically start the day here with the veto draw. Claire, Kyland, and Alyssa were picked to play in the veto alongside Derek, Sarah, Beth, and Brittany. So Christian not chosen for the veto. That is a big blow to Christian's game here. Alyssa is chosen to play in the veto, but she is the only person right now who would definitely win it and not use it. And that is not a great place for Christian to be.
Yes. So it's probably, I mean, there was a little bit of this last week, but this week is the first one where people are directly pushing back against the HOH's plan and that there are some alternative ideas. Different people want different people out this week. And it's all getting a little bit complicated. We're finally getting some people with conflicting agendas, most notably, as you mentioned, Tiffany. And then sort of Tiffany has roped in a couple of other people, especially Claire, to really be trying to go against this Christian backdoor, and they want Sarah Beth out. So there's a lot of sort of going around trying to talk to Derek and see if Alyssa should try to win, trying to sort of pitch reasons why we need to throw the win to Alyssa so that she won't use the veto. And I feel like if I was in the house, it would seem a little bit transparent, but that the people want Sarah Beth out. But it's causing a lot of discussions, a lot of, well, I need to talk to Derek and see if he definitely wouldn't put Christian up, a lot of that over and over.
Yeah. I'll try to set the scene for you guys because there's a lot of chaos going on here, but basically, Derek X wants to take this shot at Christian. Very few people want that to actually happen, but a lot are willing to go along with it. Tiffany, Claire, and Hannah would all prefer that Sarah Beth leave this week, and they're certainly willing to go along with Derek X's plan to backdoor Christian if it happens, at least at this moment, but they would all very strongly prefer that Sarah Beth leaves. This is mainly sort of led by Tiffany. Sarah Beth and Kyland are obviously much more on board with the backdoor Christian plan. Kyland actually being the one that probably should get credit for helping set this in motion. The kings, the rest of the kings, Xavier, Christian, and Alyssa, are all in the dark at this time. They do not know that the plan is to backdoor Christian. They think that the plan is to target Brittany, they will eventually learn what they think is Derek's backup plan. So their whole thing is just keep Brittany on the block. Then the Jokers are all aware of the backdoor play. None of them are particularly interested in it, but willing to go along with it. Brittany in particular, who has a final two with Christian, would prefer to see Alyssa go rather than Christian. And we're going to get some conversation about that as well. But so there are a lot of different people who know different things and have different agendas. And Derek X is pretty much the only person who really wants the one thing to happen along with Kyland. He's going to try and continue to make that happen. But Tiffany talks to the cameras here in the morning saying that she hopes that the nominations actually end up staying the same, because if they do, she can make sure that Sarah Beth goes home this week over Brittany. She thinks that's something that she can manage, and she just really needs Sarah Beth out. One of the reasons why she feels Sarah Beth needs to go is the very fact that Derek X seems so convinced by her all of a sudden, that she's able to manipulate Derek X. She's dangerous in this game. I think that from Tiffany's point of view, she was working closely with Kylan. She was working closely with Derek X. She feels like she, had great relationships with them, really wanted to work with them. And she feels like Sarah Beth stole Kylan away. And I feel like she's worried that Sarah Beth is going to do the same to Derek X. And she wants to nip that in the bud as soon as possible.
Which also is Sarah Beth and Kylan's plan to try and make something with Derek X. So she's on the money on that one. Yeah, this one is interesting because there's a bit of talk throughout the day about, well, it shouldn't matter who goes up, or based on different scenarios, can we get the numbers to send X, Y, or Z home? And not X, as in Xavier, but yeah. Confusing. But it's also tricky because a lot of, some people are still under the impression that, okay, the royal flush is the number of votes and we can just get the royal flush to vote in a particular way. Some people are saying, well, we've got the cookout vote, so we can, have the cookout vote in a certain way. And all of these are a little bit contingent on who goes up, because people like Kylan probably aren't going to necessarily stick with the rest of the cookout if they all want to target Sarah Beth. So there's a lot of jockeying for position here and a lot of interesting conversation. But we have Tiffany talking to the cameras and stating that, outright to us, she wants the noms to stay the same. And everything that you just talked about there, she wants Brittany to stay on the block as well, just to not have to put up any potential other cookout members, which are some of the potential backup plans outside of Christian, most notably Big D.
Yes. So Tiffany is going to talk with Christian, and basically because of the veto draw here, she's really hoping that she can get Alyssa to win this competition. And first step of Alyssa winning this competition is to make sure that Alyssa winning this competition would matter. And so she goes to Christian and she says, look, make sure you tell Alyssa not to promise anyone that she'll use the veto on them, because look, you want to make sure you at least have that option that maybe she doesn't want to use the veto. So don't overpromise. And so Christian is going to go to Alyssa and be like, hey, I feel like you shouldn't promise anything. And she's like, oh, but I already told Sarah Beth I would use it on her. It's like, what are you? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Yeah. And she's like, I don't understand. I thought that was the plan. And he's like, no, but like, what if this is a backdoor play for me? She's like, I don't think it is. She's like, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Tiffany seems worried. I think we should be worried.
Yeah. And so depending on what outcome you want, you could be frustrated with Tiffany as a viewer here, because it would have been really funny for Alyssa to win, use it on Sarah Beth, and then have Christian go up. I mean, in some people's eyes, maybe they would think that would be funny. Depends on your view. I do love that. Whereas Alyssa here is mostly under the impression and loyalty talking here about the kings in general. The kings have talked about how they would use it together because they are the ones out of the loop primarily on the Christian plan, up until this point where Tiffany and Claire start to kind of plant those seeds. They're not directly saying, hey, there is a backdoor plan, but just, have you ever thought, what if potentially Christian, you know, seems risky.
Yeah. So Tiffany's going to talk with Alyssa and kind of like solidify Alyssa. Like, I don't think you should use it necessarily. And Alyssa's confused again, but kind of agrees like, all right, I won't use this. In the meantime, Derek X is talking to the cameras. He's not really sure what he should do if he wins it. He really wants Kylan to win. That's really what he's hoping for. He wants Kylan to win and put more of a target on his back, use it on Sarah Beth. And then bam, he gets to put up Christian. It would be great. It would really suck if he had to convince Alyssa to use it and then put Christian up. That would be a nasty move for him to have to make. So that would not be ideal. Tiffany, in the meantime, is convincing Alyssa not to use it, talks with Derek and Claire, and tries to convince Derek that he should not win it. And he's already thinking that. He's promised both nominees that he'll use it on them. And he feels like he probably shouldn't want to win. And Tiffany is going to be pushing the idea that maybe the shot doesn't need to be taken all week long. That, hey, maybe you can give it to Alyssa. She's not going to use it. The shot doesn't have to be taken. We can get Sarah Beth out this week. And look, Claire and I will all go after Christian next week for you. We promise.
Yes. And this isn't the worst pitch. If you're Derek X and you want to keep some of the blood off your hands here, I think that that's not the worst. But Derek is also kind of, you know, it benefits him the least out of everyone in the house to have Christian in there. If he, like you mentioned in the past couple days, if he is going to have to eventually comp out, then he needs to take that competition threat out. So he kind of keeps mentioning, like, I don't want to be the one to directly do it, to have to pull someone down. It would benefit me most if just one of the people on the block or Kylan one took themselves off, and then the heat would be on them. And at that point, the shot is sort of open and ready to be taken at Christian. And, you know, despite whatever I may have promised Christian or Xavier or Alyssa, I feel like I can kind of easily tell them, like, hey, the shot was there. I need to do it.
Yes. So it seems like Tiffany is making some progress here toward Alyssa winning, not using it, and maybe getting Sarah Beth out, keeping Christian in the game. But first, Alyssa goes and talks with Derek, and she just wants to confirm with him, like, so I kind of, like, I was hoping to use it because I want to, you know, I feel like it would be weird if I didn't use it on Sarah Beth. I feel like that was kind of the plan a little bit, but I don't want to mess up your game, Derek. You know, I don't want you to have to put anybody else up. What do you think? And he's kind of like, you know, I mean, you can do, and you can see the wheels turning here. He's like, can I do this? Can I tell her? Because he was getting the impression that she was not going to use it and this would be easy. But if there's an opening, and he talked about this with Claire and Tiffany, if the shot is there to be taken, he can't not take it. And so when she presents this, she's like, but should I use it or should I not use it? He's like, oh man, I thought this was going to be easier. You know what? It would suck to have to put Big D up on the block, but I guess I would have to. I mean, I don't want to get in the way of what you want to do here, Alyssa. And so he does, in fact, work to convince her to use it. She says, okay, and then I think I'll probably use it. I just, one thing I have to ask, and this, you know, I don't mean to question you or anything. This is just like when you ask people to be a pawn, like, don't take this personally. You're not going to backdoor Christian, right? No. No, I wouldn't do that. Of course not. I would really hate to have been made a part of that. If I used the veto and then Christian went up on the block, I just feel like you wouldn't do that to me. And he was like, of course not. And I know that I'd lose your jury vote if I did that. Of course I'd never do that. And she's like, oh yeah, right. I hadn't even thought of that, but yeah, you would.
Yeah, it's tricky. I do think that Alyssa, like, buys this by DX in all her future conversations about this conversation. She's going to say, you know, I don't think he's a bad liar. I think I'd be able to tell if he was lying. He seemed like he was telling the truth about that. I mean, obviously, I won't use it if I get the slight, you know, vibe that he might backdoor you, Christian. But I really do believe him. So But Derek is, of course, going to talk to the cameras after this and say, "Oh, I really hope Alyssa doesn't win this, because, you know, if she uses it, I'm going to take the shot, but I don't want to have that that blood on my hands." So yes. He doesn't want to throw it to her at the very least.
All of Tiffany's work this morning is immediately unraveled in this one conversation, yeah, as Alyssa now wants to use it again. And Derek is talking to the camera saying, "Oh, now I can't throw it to her. If she wins, she's going to use it on Sarah Beth. And then I have to put Christian up. She's going to be pissed at me. That's worst case scenario. I need to beat her. Why did I only watch 2 seasons of this show? This is so hard."
Do we know which 2 seasons he watched?
I do not remember which 2 seasons he watched. No.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe before you go on a television show, at least do a little bit more research.
Yeah. So Alyssa goes back and tells Tiffany, "Hey, Derek told me he's not backdooring Christian, and I believe him. So I can use the veto after all." Tiffany, unless you think that I shouldn't believe him, Tiffany. He said, no, yeah, you're good. You're good. I don't think there's any cause for concern, which is the right call here. She should not be pushing too hard against Derek.
I think it's also not just that she shouldn't be pushing too hard. Like, Tiffany is hoping that Alyssa does try to win it, then just doesn't use it. So I think at this point she's like, I don't want her to throw it or anything. I want her to try to win to protect Christian, but not get in her head about that.
There's plenty of time to tell her not to use it after she wins.
Yes.
So Alyssa talks to Sarah Beth. She tells her the same thing that she talked to Derek. She feels he gave her the okay to use it on Sarah Beth. And Sarah Beth, who does know that this is going to be very bad for Alyssa if she does this, is like, yeah, that makes sense. I don't think, of course he'd never backdoor Christian. It doesn't make sense to do that. He knows that Christian's his only shield. Sarah Beth, just driving the knife right in Alyssa's back.
You can't blame her though. She's on the block. She's got to be doing everything she can to try and get off. Like, for her, better have Alyssa mad at her and, you know, Christian on jury than not be in the house.
Yes. She even sings a little song about it later. So, all right. So, Brittany is going to then make a pitch to Derek, and I won't give you the details of this pitch, but, she makes a very long pitch about how it shouldn't be Christian that gets backdoored. It should be the real threat, Alyssa. She's the bigger threat. She's the one that's in Christian's ear running his game. If you take out Alyssa, you take out the bigger threat. Alyssa's the one that should go. So on and so forth for about an hour. Derek eventually says, "Great points," and then bounces, and she looks to the camera. She's like, "Did I just convince him to put up Alyssa instead of Christian? Was that just the best move all season?" Oh my, yes! This goes on for about like 5 minutes of like celebration. Like, yes, I'm the best. I just made this best. This is my move. I did this. Spoiler alert, it did not work.
No, but it's fun. It's cute that she's trying. I like that she's trying to get her, you know, her way. It's like, if you're in a position where you have nothing to lose, you might as well try to steer things in your direction. I think too often we have people in the Big Brother house just kind of, "Oh, well, that's what the HOH wants. I guess we're just going to go with it, even if it doesn't work for me." And this week we're having a lot of people say, "You know what? No. I'm gonna try and steer it too." It's easier to make things happen when you're in a position of power, but you can still try even if you're not. See Tiffany doing that. See Brittany doing that. I'm okay with it, even if it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm. So we are gonna get Alyssa and Christian talking. She tells him that she does want to use the veto. She's like, "I really don't think it's like there's a bad thing going on here." He's like, "I don't know." He's like, "Look, you should do what's best for your game, but I would prefer you to not use the veto." She's like, I'm telling you though, I talked to Derek. He's a bad liar. And this is something that I knew would come in handy for Derek. He has a reputation for being a bad liar because of week 1, because when Frenchie asked him about his alliance, he crumbled and he admitted everything, even things that he didn't do. And so people think he's a bad liar. And he certainly is bad under pressure, like when he's not prepared. But you know, nobody's really that bad of a liar. You know, like everybody can lie to a certain extent. And so I think you can't get too comfortable with like, oh, this person's a bad liar because he just lied to her and now she believes it. And so she feels overly comfortable with this. Now, the problem with Derek using this already is that it's only week 5. And, you know, this would have been useful to have long term in the game. But she believes him. And so she feels like she does want to use the veto. And Christian's kind of like, I really don't think this is what we should do. But, you know, I'm not going to push too hard. Derek does give Sarah Beth, he talks to Sarah Beth. He lets her know that he was talking to Brittany and she feels like Sarah Beth has kind of been distancing herself from Brittany. He says, you know, like this is a sign to you. I want you both in the game still. And so, it, you know, I'm trying to give you a heads up, like Brittany's kind of feeling a little bit distant from you. And this could end up mattering if it stays the case. So still a lot going on here in the morning. Tiffany is not done. She struck out in one area. It's time to move on to a different one. She's always about plan B. She's going to go to Xavier. And she's going to, and man, Xavier was a little bit dense in this conversation, and remained a little bit tense for the rest of the day when it comes to what's actually happening. She's like, Xavier, what would you do if another king went up against Sarah Beth? He's like, well, that's not going to happen. He already promised us safety and stuff. He's like, okay. But what if, like, for instance, like it wasn't you or Alyssa? He's like, well, he's not going to put up Christian because he's his shield. He wouldn't do that. So it doesn't matter. He's like, okay, but what if Christian was on the block next to Sarah Beth is what I'm asking you right now. He's like, well, I'd want to keep Christian. And Tiffany's like, okay. Yeah, I'm good with that. Yeah, we want Sarah Beth out. She's feeling this out. She's feeling like, okay, even if Christian goes up on the block, maybe I can still get out Sarah Beth. And Xavier would be on board. Xavier, who also at this point is feeling like Derek's got to go. We got to get Derek out of this house. And Derek is one of Xavier's next targets. He's putting up kings. That's no good. And he doesn't have enough of a relationship with him. And that's clearly why he was so hesitant to drop any info with Derek in the conversation the day before. But Tiffany now sparks an idea. All right, if I've got Xavier, maybe I can make this work. Maybe I can get Sarah Beth out, even if the back door goes through.
Yeah. She's thinking about that. And so a lot of this is going to start just being coming up with reasons why it would be good to send Sarah Beth home regardless, whether Christian goes up or not. And part of that is talking about her relationship with Kyland. So we already know that Tiffany has been continuing this story that she came up with that's unclear whether or not she actually believes it or not, about Kyland and Sarah Beth being some sort of America's couple, America's player, America's sweetheart kind of thing. But even more than that, she's just talking about, you know, okay, let's think, if Christian's on the block, do we think that Kyland is going to vote out Sarah Beth? He's like, oh, probably not. Probably should try to keep her. And kind of just sort of extrapolating that on to more conversations about, depending on who's on the block, if it was a member of the cookout, et cetera, et cetera. Starting to just plant more of those seeds sort of against Kyland here. More talk about, you know, the pecking order in general, because Tiffany's still trying to, you know, lay down this idea that she's not going to get rid of Claire until other people start picking off their side pieces as well.
Yes. So this is something that Tiffany has not really done yet with Xavier. She has pushed Sarah Beth onto Xavier. She's made a Sarah Beth Xavier's target. That was successful. She's finding more success now. He's even willing to go against, you know, a backdoor of Christian to go against Sarah Beth, because her work with him against Sarah Beth was so successful. She now feels comfortable taking the next step, and she pulls Xavier in to the anti-Kyland campaign. And she's going to open up to him about this. And she says, look, I don't know about Kylan. You know, he's got a lot of final twos, don't you think? I mean, he made one with me. He definitely has one with Derek X. He definitely has one with Sarah Beth.
Yeah, Kylan's like, oh, he has one with me too.
Mm-hmm. Xavier feels like, this guy's trying to play the Tyler game. And she's like, yeah. And what he does is he'll make a deal with you. He'll lock it in and then he won't talk to you for a while. And I know this is resonating with Xavier because it's exactly what happened with Xavier, that Kylan made a deal with him during his HOH reign. And they haven't really talked that much game ever since. And so Xavier is buying into this, completely. And Tiffany is pulling him away, just removing another piece that Kylan might have had. And Tiffany says, look, the way I see it, it's all about me, you, Hannah, Claire, honestly. Like, I trust Azza, but, you know, we don't really see eye to eye all the time. But, like, these are the people, Xavier. And he's down.
Yeah, he's down. It's interesting because this is more of Tiffany kind of, I'm not going to say waffling, but she's keeping her options open. At first, I think when she had come up with the long-term cookout plan of how to get all of them to the final six, there was a bit of conversation about, is this really Tiffany's best chance to win the game? Because I think she knows from everything that Claire's told her, in the back of her mind, it's going to be tricky to beat Kylan. So she doesn't necessarily want Kylan at the end anymore. And she's also seeing Kylan hold on to his pieces more than maybe she would be hoping that the members of the cookout would be, if that was all their goal. So it's interesting because I think that I was kind of applauding Kylan for coming up with alternative plans, but then him doing that has made Tiffany more open again to coming up with alternative plans. So, I like to see that she's keeping her options open. I'm not sure that by completely partnering with Xavier that that's necessarily a whole lot better for her in the game at this point yet. I'd need to do some more math on that one end, but it's good to see that she's still going through planting these seeds for the long term.
Yes, I mean, she's just continuing to maneuver and you know, remove pieces from the board that are other people's pieces and pull them into her sort of web here, as she moves forward. She's going to go to Hannah afterward and let her know that X wants Christian to stay. We can't really tell him about the backdoor plan. But you know, maybe something to think about, this whole idea of Christian staying. They're frustrated with Derek X. He seems to believe everything that people tell him. He's so naive, says Hannah, which is such a reversal of, you know, 2 weeks ago when he was trying to get her to see that she was in danger. And now she thinks that he is falsely believing Sarah Beth's obvious lies, even though it's not really a lie. She's still wrong, actually. It's still Derek that's right here.
Yeah, yeah. I'm surprised that Hannah or Chada was not doing as much today. I guess she didn't really need to, kind of just waiting to see what happens. But she is someone who does have at least a little bit of influence over Derek. And it'd be more interesting to see exactly what of these many scenarios she would be voting for.
Yes. Yeah, we'll get more information on that as we go on. Big D is going to talk with Azza a bit, just to get a little bit of a sense of where Azza's head is at now. She is now wanting to go after Christian. She does feel like, you know, I've been going after Alyssa, but Christian is more dangerous. You know, the more that I think about it, he's so good at these competitions. In regard to Derek X, you know, despite the fact that Big D wants to target Derek X still, as always, she says that she couldn't, he didn't nominate her this week. She's going to reciprocate that moving forward. So, the deal he made with Azza seems to be holding at this time. The deal he made with Derek, with Big D, probably not so much. However, there's going to be a new conspiracy theory that arises here in the day. There was a conversation that Sarah Beth was having, and I can't say that I caught this exact conversation. Not that it particularly matters, but she said something along the lines, or at least said something that made people feel like she said something along the lines of, I have no strings attached. I am single. Now, again, there was so much going on in the day strategically that I did not have the time to go and search for this conversation and get to the exact bottom of what she said exactly for you guys. I don't know if it was even on the feeds, but this conversation is going to spark a new conspiracy theory, which is that she is in fact single and that Shelley is a fabrication, that she is not actually taken. And that, that perhaps, hold on, what if she's not even single? What if she is in a relationship? What if she's in a relationship with Kylan? What if they are a secret couple and that they are America's couple?
Yeah. So, okay. A couple different things. The first point being the comment, which I believe I wasn't able to find it on the feeds either.
I'm being told it was not on the feeds.
Yeah, I believe that it was separate. So a lot of people think, I mean, I've heard many people in my life, it's more common around, an older generation, but that if you are not married, you are single. Even if you are dating or if you are maybe even engaged would be not counting as single anymore. But like some people consider single to be anybody who's not married. I know that that's like a little bit more of a like antique way of looking at things. But that is possibly what she could have meant. Like I am, you know, dating. I have a girlfriend, but I'm not like, I don't know. Completely, I don't want to use the wrong. I was going to say completely locked down, but that sounds horrible. So anyway, that is one possibility. On the comment that, and now Sarah Beth to the cameras has mentioned multiple times, including to Kylan, that she does have a girlfriend.
Oh yeah, there's no question. Shelley exists.
Yeah, this is like a misread somewhere. But it kind of benefits the conspiracy theory, especially since Sarah Beth is on the block now, and any reason that could make her, more of a reason to vote out is working for Tiffany. I was thinking though the other day, like if I went onto one of these shows, I was thinking, ooh, it might benefit me to say that I'm in a relationship just so that you don't ever have anyone in the house questioning if you're, you know, looking for a showmance or something. Now, funnily enough, even if that was what Sarah Beth is doing, it's not working. So,
well, like, to be fair, I think it could work just if you're not like cuddled up with one person for like most of the day every day, then you know it probably would work.
Yeah, I agree, but I do think that like there shouldn't be any shame in pretending that you are in a relationship so that you don't have that, or even so that you just don't have people try to hit on you if you don't want that to distract from your game. That's another possibility. Regardless, yeah, people are now starting to think that it instead of like America's player or something, it might be America's couple, America's pairing. We love our showmances so much that we are going to force this showmance into the show. Bye.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's, I mean, this only happened in like Big Brother 9. Like that's how deep they're pulling here, that like there's a secret couple in the house. But that's I guess the level of fandom we have. That's the new conspiracy theory. Tiffany has gotten Claire to be willing to throw the veto to Alyssa here. She still thinks that they can make that plan work. But she says that, she says to the cameras, you know what? I'm to this point. I want Sarah Beth to go home no matter what. I don't care what happens with the veto. I don't care what I need to do. I want to flip this vote. I want Sarah Beth out.
Yeah, not looking good for Sarah Beth, based on everyone else that Tiffany has wanted out so far going home. So,
yeah, this is very dangerous for not only Sarah Beth, but very dangerous for Derek X, especially if he does go through with a Christian backdoor, depending on what happens with this veto. Things could get very messy very quick.
Yeah, there's also just a lot of added benefits for Tiffany for keeping Christian in the game as well. I'm almost wondering if she should have been more direct about knowing that there was a backdoor plan to him so that she could sort of be using this as a potential, like, I'm saving you thing. Maybe that would be something would reveal after a veto use in the event that he doesn't go up, that she could say that, but just doesn't want to change anything up until that point. Also, because for her, if Christian's on her side and she wants to be in control of where some of the power is, if he's going to be one of the people winning a lot, not necessarily bad for her at this moment for him to stay in the game. I do think that more people need to get on board, though, with what Claire has said and you have said, which is these end game comps, though, you can't allow someone like Christian to stay in the game for that long.
Mm-hmm. So Tiffany discusses her conspiracy theories with Xavier. Talking about like, oh, we heard this conversation. Sarah Beth was talking about like buying a pass to Disney World, and that she was single. It's again, probably a misinterpretation here in terms of that conversation, but, it's now spread to Xavier. She's also going to talk with Claire about the theory some more. And this is where things got, a little nasty. If they hadn't already been before, she is going to, go another step further, and said that, say that, she feels like if she's lying about, you know, Shelley, not existing, right. Or existing, then, you know, what if she, you know, comes in single, she says that she's interested, that she has a girlfriend. You know, that gives her a little bit of an edge. That gives her a little bit of a, like, you know, they don't have to be worried about me as much. And Claire's like, well, I don't doubt that she's bi. And Tiffany's kind of like, no, but I mean, I bet she's bi, but, I don't think you would come on here and lie about your sexuality. So I bet she's bi, but she seems way more interested in guys than girls. I feel like I'm more interested in girls than she is. This has definitely upset some people, and I think rightfully so. There is a history of people kind of invalidating the sexuality of people that are bi. Saying things like, you know, oh, I doubt that she is as attracted to women as maybe she says, or that, like, you know, I am more this than her. It's pretty disrespectful. And even though Claire wasn't like actively contributing to this as well, I personally would have expected more from her in this conversation, especially considering, her sexuality. That she was mostly just kind of like nodding along with this. It was pretty disappointing.
Definitely disappointing. I mean, I don't think it, I don't know what it is about people that find the need to like scrutinize what someone has stated as their sexuality. I mean, even if there was some sort of like game purpose that somebody felt like it would mean something to lie or exaggerate that, it's not really something that's up to you to question. And like you said, particularly people who are bisexual face a lot of, pick one, or it's a phase, mm-hmm. you know, classic things like that. That's just really unnecessary. In the house and in life in general. So let's not in that direction. That would be great.
Yeah. So the feeds are then going to go down for the veto competition, and they're gonna be down for a while. It's a long veto competition. They come up late into the night. And all of these things were set up. We're trying to get Alyssa to win the veto. We're trying to get the veto to not be used. The feeds come back and Brittany has won the power of veto. The first female winner of a veto or HOH competition is Brittany, who's going to come in and take this veto. She's going to take herself. She's obviously going to be taking herself down off the block. This does make things potentially interesting here, as Derek is going to talk with Hannah pretty quickly. And say the backdoor plan is in place. Christian will be going up as the replacement. Hannah seems to be on board with this. She says you have to make this shot happen. She's going to support it. So Brittany will be coming down. Christian will be going up. Now, in this competition, there was some drama this was the prize swap competition. This is the, you get eliminated, you pick a prize, and then the next person eliminated gets to pick either the prize that that first person took or a different prize. Sarah Beth had been eliminated and had a $5,000 prize. Sarah Beth, being on the block, had a $5,000 prize. Derek was then eliminated after her, went to go take the $5,000 because he knew he wasn't going to get the veto, knew he didn't want the veto, and essentially give the veto to Sarah Beth to take the $5,000. And Sarah Beth said, no, please don't take the $5,000. And he, Derek X, being, the sweet man he is, was like, oh, I can't take $5,000 then. Decided to let her keep the $5,000. He was pretty upset about it afterward. Like, why did I do that? I should have taken the $5,000. The sentiment here against Sarah Beth is not great. People are pretty upset with her for the most part. She's on the block. Why is she preventing Derek from getting $5,000? Why is she holding on to this? Why didn't she go for the veto? Personally, I what's the problem? She's not winning the veto.
Yeah.
Like, if she wants to keep $5,000, then it's a game. She's keeping $5,000.
Right. So, yeah, here, my, if I was in her position, I probably would not have tried to get the $5,000, or, I would not have tried to.
Yeah, bad game move.
Because that's not great socially. Here's the part where I draw the line. Is anybody talking in the house? We're going to have some people talk about why she's on the block. Why did she feel so comfortable? Why didn't she take the veto? She was based on she was the first or second person out. She wasn't winning the competition. And except for very rare circumstances, the person who wins the competition tends to get the veto, the final person, I should say, who lasts the longest, especially in this case where the person who lasted the longest was someone else who was on the block. They're definitely taking the veto. It's not like, so whenever someone says, why didn't she take the veto? Because she's never going to be able to keep it either. So yeah, stop with that,
Of course that's what she would want. It's an obvious thing. Alyssa was the most upset about this. Of course, Tiffany and them were all oh, I can't believe she did it. But Alyssa seemed the most genuinely offended, whereas Tiffany just uses anything. She talks about it later with some people. She's I just thought it was so bad. And, I don't even remember now who she was talking to. I think she's talking to Derek. And he was I didn't think it was that bad. I think it made sense why she wanted it. I just wish that I hadn't let her keep it. Because I wanted it.
Yeah. Worst case scenario for Sarah Beth, she goes home this week, but at least she got the $5,000. So, at least there's that. I think Alyssa's issue was that Alyssa was still in the game at this point, and she was feeling like by Sarah Beth not bothering to try and take the veto, that she was basically implying, oh, Alyssa, you need to get blood on your hands by trying to win it and use it on me, whereas I feel comfortable enough just keeping the money.
I'm just going to sit back, take $5,000, and you can win this for me. Thanks.
Right. And I mean, the root of all this is everybody wanted the money and everyone is sad who didn't get the money. But also, if I'm Sarah Beth, like I said, I'm going to be doing everything I possibly can to not put any kind of, to not give anyone any more of a reason to potentially send me home. Even if no one in the house wanted Sarah Beth out this week prior to this competition, that can move the needle a little bit and start getting the ball rolling. Fact of the matter is people already wanted her out. And so it's more of just an added excuse more so than a real reason, but it's still frustrating.
And I will say this is something that seems to pop up pretty often I can't believe they didn't choose the veto. And I do feel like this is at least one step above that, because it wasn't just that she chose $5,000 over a veto. It was that Derek was about to take the $5,000 and she was like, no, please, like, don't take this from me, which was like a slight step forward. But again, like, what do you want? Like, it's $5,000. Like, yeah, of course she doesn't want it to be taken from her. So again, Hannah says she's on board with Derek. That's obviously going to get in the way of what Tiffany would implied that she wanted. Tiffany's going to talk with Derek. She tries to talk him out of the plan, but it is too far gone. He wants to put Christian on the block. She says, okay. Sarah Beth is going to talk with Kyland here. She is very upset. She's going to cry to him. She is very worried that she's going to go home pre-jury and that, you know, this is all going to suck. And Kyland's like, no, you're good. I'm telling you. She says, so first of all, if I haven't mentioned this, there is going to be another birthday, yet another birthday in the Big Brother house. And it's Sarah Beth's birthday and it's going to take place the day of the veto ceremony. And she says, this is going to be like another Keisha's birthday because he's going to backdoor Christian and then we're going to try and eat cake afterward. And it's going to be so awkward. She is very concerned.
Yeah, I would be too. I feel like more so than anything else, even if it was my birthday when I was in the Big Brother house, I would just pretend like it's not. Because I feel like that never benefits people. Sometimes it can make big TV moments, but most of the time it's just always, anytime someone mentions that it's their birthday, I'm just like, I don't know, who cares? Be quiet.
How can you say it doesn't benefit people when Keisha's birthday has cemented her legend status?
Yeah, I mean, like within the game, it was a great moment, but this is what, like the third birthday already this season?
It's like the fourth or fifth.
Oh my gosh. So many, so many.
I mean, why, like early do birthdays benefit anybody at all, anytime?
Taryn, I feel so bad. Have you never gotten a cake or a present?
Well, that's what I'm saying. They get a cake. They get, like, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
They used to get presents. I feel like at one point they gave them, like, a whole bunch of presents in the house. That was, like, old school Big Brother, but that was good times.
Like, it's not like, you know, having a birthday benefits your real life game. You just get a cake and stuff.
Yeah, but
which
I
is
just
what you
feel
get
like
in the house.
I don't know why. It just annoys me when people are like, oh, look, it's your birthday and you are on the block and you didn't go home. We did that for you for your birthday. No one is going to change their mind about a move they make in the game because it's someone's birthday.
Kaser can tell you that. Yeah.
Yes. And Rockstar's daughter.
Well, you know. Luckily, Rockstar didn't lose a boxing match on her daughter's birthday.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
So she says, this ruins my final two argument of never touching the block. Damn it. She says she's worried that Xavier and Alyssa might turn on her because of her connection to Kyland. That if they feel like Kyland was maybe behind this move or like against them, that she's going to be loyal to Kyland and maybe they'll want to try and take her out to weaken Kyland or whatever. He says they can't turn on you. Even if, like, once Christian goes, essentially, they can't turn on you. They'll still need numbers. They still need people with them and they're not going to have anybody. So they're going to need you in this game. He says that it's not like they can make new alliances. He says alliances that are made partway through the season never work. Never work, he says. This is really interesting coming from him because it seems like he's genuine when he talks about this. Like, he's like, this, it never works. And I again go back to what I've been talking about when it comes to, you know, Kyland wanting to play the Derek game of like setting up his pieces and then going through the game with those pieces set in place without many changes. And like, yes, the detonators were technically like a later-ish game alliance that formed out of the bomb squad, but it was still all of the same setup that he made from the start. Whereas the perfect example of somebody who was able to create alliances midway through the game is Dan Kiesling multiple times. And that is much more the Tiffany style of play where she's constantly shifting and creating new things. And that's probably why he feels so comfortable with the fact that, like, surely Tiffany can't create new alliances. I think that he is way too set in this this more static gameplay, and it's blinding him to the very chaotic nature of this particular game. But I thought it was a real insight into how he sees things.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. And I don't think that like either of them are necessarily all right or all wrong. Like there have definitely been seasons of Big Brother, even recently, where the entire alliance that is at the end was at some point made, you know, in the beginning of the game, even if the full alliance isn't there, like you said, subgroups. And there are ones where I would say that the better players are more flexible, but it kind of just depends on the level in the house. Like when you generally have an alliance that starts at the beginning, goes to the end, those are the seasons we look at more as steamrolls, where there was a power structure that was never broken because nobody outside the power structure was really gaming hard enough, or maybe they thought they were inside it too, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas the seasons where there is more collectively a higher or more even level of play are the ones that do have new alliances sprouting up throughout. It would sort of take a little bit of like an outside knowledge to be able to be in the game and look around and realize that multiple people are playing well, and to assume that that might be then happening where multiple people are playing self-interestedly and not necessarily sticking to the starting alliance.
Mm-hmm. So he says that Derek told her that in regards to like whether X and Alyssa might turn on her later, that Derek told X, hey, X, other members of your team are not safe. I promised you and Alyssa safety, but the other members of your team are not safe. And then when they asked X as a team what he was told by Derek, he said nothing. He said he didn't tell them anything. And that to her told her that like, oh, this guy's not nearly as loyal to the Kings as he pretends to be. And on one hand, she was like, please tell me that I'm in trouble, X. But on the other hand, she was like, maybe he's not going to be, go down with that ship and be against me if Christian goes. So she says she does want to solidify this four person thing. She had been talking about a 3-person thing with Derek. She wants to include Hannah. She wants it to be herself, Hannah, Kylan, and Derek X. If they can solidify that 4, it will help solidify that Derek is still with her, that Hannah will be with her with this vote. And then moving forward, she genuinely does not want to go after Derek anymore or Hannah. She wants to work with them. She feels like it's her only path forward, and it is. She really wants to make it happen.
And I like this for her. I like that they're doing this. I think any time that someone in the game can move past old grudges and forgive people and work with those people, I know it's a cliche, but I'm a sucker for the like, nobody would see it coming, we've been against each other alliances. So I'm all for it. And I like this. It would be great if we could, you know, get all 4 of these people in a room together and have them talk. But
speaking of Shelly and the whole Kylan and Sarah Beth relationship, Kylan is going to bring this up awkwardly. He says, look, I just want you to know I'm a very affectionate person. I tend to be very affectionate with like my female friends. Not everyone is, right? And so, you know, like I would just hang out with my friends, like, cause they're lying in bed together, like cuddled up. He's like, I would just hang out with my friends like this, in real life. And I know not everyone would. But I just want to, you know, just make sure that I say it, like, I don't want to cause any issues with you and Shelly or anything like that. And it's like, and she says, look, if I genuinely thought Shelly would have an issue with this, I wouldn't be doing it. And he's like, okay, good. Cause I just, you know, I think about Christine and Cody and like, I don't want it to be like that. Right. And she's like, yeah, Shelly's not really like a jealous person. So it's fine. At least I hope it's fine. I mean, now you're making me kind of worried, but and he's like, oh, no, I didn't mean to make you worried. If you feel like it's fine, then it's fine. And it's like, this is getting real weird. She says, well, I'll say out loud, I feel platonically toward you, Kylan. And Shelly is the only person outside of this house that I want, I want to be dating Shelly and Shelly alone. And Kylan says, well, I don't know about you. I haven't been asked about it in the diary room yet. So I don't think it's a storyline like it was in season 16. They were talking about it in the diary room. So that's how you know whether it's a story or not. So I think we're good.
I'm glad that they had this conversation to the cameras. would be somehow nice to have this conversation also to the rest of the house or something for their game.
They would not believe it. Because I'm not going to lie, I don't know how much I believed it. So I don't think they would believe it.
I mean, look, it's not up for me to say what other people might be comfortable with or not. I don't know Shelly. I don't know what Shelly is or is not comfortable with. Mm-hmm. I don't think that you need to be a jealous person to not want your significant other cuddling with someone either, though. I personally would say I'm not like, you know, on the extreme end of jealousy, but I think that that's just a line. But different people have different lines, and hopefully that Sarah Beth and Shelly discussed this before going into the house. And I know that different people have different lines when it comes to game and potentially winning $1 million. So I don't know if there is somehow a scenario where Kyland is like the vote swing between Sarah Beth going home at some point in the game or not. Maybe this benefits both Sarah Beth and Shelly, and they could, you know, come to a reasoning there. But I don't know. I mean, I think it's also tricky when you have Kyland, who I do believe is single. And, you know, in the new sense of the word, not the non-married sense. So I would also say, in general, if I have a friend who is in a relationship and I am single, that doesn't mean that I'm in the clear to necessarily do whatever I want as a single person. So I don't know. Look, it's not up for me, but I guess at this point, until said otherwise, I will believe what they are at least saying and hope that they maybe just think about it in their actions a little bit.
I mean, here's part of it for me is that they tried to make it seem like, oh, well, we would be cuddling. I mean, I cuddle with everyone in this house. I mean, probably most with you, but it's not like if Big D let me cuddle with him, I would cuddle with him the most. It's like, no, you wouldn't, Sarah Beth. Come on. I want to make this clear. It's nobody's business. What her relationship with Shelly is. Nobody should be doubting her relationship with Shelly. Nobody should be wondering if Shelly exists or any of it. It's within their own, relationship. They get to decide what they want to do and what they feel and all of that. Nobody should be like, oh, I can't believe they're doing this. She's going to be breaking up with her. Let them live their lives.
I think the part that is interesting to me, because let them live their lives. It doesn't matter what they're doing in terms of like, why do we care? Why are we guessing? I think the part that is important is the, how does it affect them inside the game? Mm-hmm.
Which is why I'm talking about it.
Right. Like the reason it's being brought up is because it is affecting their wider games. They don't necessarily know about it at this point, but it is much in the same way that any other showmance or cuddlemance or whatever affects those people's games. So that's why it's being brought up, but keep it kind.
So in the meantime, Xavier is going to be talking with Alyssa, and he is going to start spreading the conspiracy theory about Sarah Beth. And they're going to start talking about Sarah Beth. Alyssa's already upset with Sarah Beth about the whole veto situation. They're going to bring this to Christian, where Xavier pitches. Okay. Derek X said he's going to put Big D up on the block as the replacement for Brittany, right? Is it really worth taking out Big D? Or should we maybe think about America's couple? Should we vote out Sarah Beth this week over Big D? These are the kings speaking. Xavier, Christian, and Alyssa talking about betraying their own. He says, look, what this could do for us is it intentionally weakens our own team. One of the reasons why we're such a big target is because we still have four people on our team, four people in the jury. If we take out Sarah Beth, then our threat level goes down, right? And we'd be saving the jokers, right? Derek X going after the jokers, we'd be saving the jokers, and they would be grateful to us. They would want to go after Derek X, right? Look, is Sarah Beth even with us? She's choosing Kai over us to play in the veto. That tells you something. She's with Sarah Beth, she's with Kylan. I think this is the move. And Christian and Alyssa are like, you're right. This is the move. let's vote out Sarah Beth.
Wow. Lots of one day work really, really coming out here. Whereas earlier this very morning, Alyssa was talking about how, of course, the plan is to not only keep Sarah Beth, but take her off the block at all costs to keep the Kings together. And you got to give Tiffany credit for trying to get her way throughout the day.
Yes, this is definitely working out in that regard. So there it is. They want to vote out Sarah Beth. If Big D went up on the block, they feel like they'd have the votes to essentially blindside Derek and take out Sarah Beth. The Christian says, look, if we do this, I mean, Royal Flush is definitely dead at that point, right? So if we do this, I think the next shot has to be Kai and Derek. And probably Derek first, right? Like, this guy is hard to beat. And Alyssa says, yes, I agree, but we also can't forget about Brittany. Brittany needs to go first, but you're right. Kai or Derek first, then Brittany, then the other one.
And they're looking at the double eviction too, that they think is coming up to do this most easily, to take out Brittany and then Derek X during double eviction and then Kylan shortly after that. Although, well, now I'm not exactly sure. I feel like if you're going to take out Kylan, I mean, I can see why Xavier might not want to do that as quickly and why he's bringing up Brittany. But if you're Christian, Alyssa, if you're going to take out Kylan and know that Kylan is going to get upset about it, I would feel like that would be prime double eviction action there.
Well, they're going to talk more about later that they really feel like it should be Derek X, that he is the more threatening in competitions. This veto did not play out the way Derek wanted it to, because Kylan apparently looked pretty pathetic out there in terms of how people are perceiving his physical abilities. And so it was the opposite of what Derek wanted. And Derek is now appearing to be a much bigger threat. This, by the way, competition, the Xavier said it reminded him a lot of the Big Brother 14 coaches competition, where they dressed up in like 80s gear and did like the very suggestive like hip thrusts and such. There were different stations that they were doing, and you know, they were eliminated one by one, and Derek had a really difficult time with the final stage of it, where he was like sitting in a seat or something, and he felt like he was too tall and that Brittany was using all of her leg muscles and that she was just shrecking him.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about hip motions and people's hips being sore after this. So, get ready to see that on TV.
Yeah, lots of scrapes on the legs and upper legs. Christian says, but what if this is a backdoor plan for me? What if I go up on the block? That we don't even need to worry, right? Christian, yeah. You go up on the block. We will vote to keep you. That's two. Tiffany and Claire will be with us. And then we just need one more. Hannah. Hannah wants Sarah Beth out. She'll vote. Will she? She wants Sarah Beth out so bad. Yeah, we'll have Hannah, right? And then Brittany. Brittany will vote to keep you, right? So they feel like even if Christian does get backdoored, they will have the votes. You need five. And so they're feeling good about that. Now, the question is, would they have the votes? Because this is, again, where things can get kind of messy. We already know that Tiffany wants to keep Christian and get out Sarah Beth. When the Kings are going to be expecting that to happen, and Xavier will be expecting that to happen, they will have to potentially openly betray the Kings, meaning primarily Alyssa, but also to some degree Xavier. I'm sure Tiffany could get Xavier on board with whatever at this point, but Tiffany and Claire would have to openly betray, likely, Alyssa to vote Christian out here. Which would not be great for their games, considering how much dirt she has on them. They are in a situation where they kind of need some jokers to be on board as well, because between if X and Alyssa really wanted to keep Christian, all they would need is the jokers and they could make it happen. They don't even need the queens, which would be another interesting situation. And the jokers are pretty split. Like Brittany, again, would prefer that Alyssa go more than Christian. Azza, I think, is down to take out Christian. But we know that Big D wants Sarah Beth out and doesn't want a guy to leave. So things are definitely not super clear right now. They may become clear in the future, but there are a lot of different ways that this could go wrong and a lot of different things that could blow up, even if they don't go wrong.
Yeah. At the very least, the thing that we know for sure is if it comes down to being Sarah Beth versus Christian, some people in the house are not going to be happy and are not going to get their way, which is going to be pretty new for this season. Whereas it's been like maybe one person who would have wanted something different to happen, but it was kind of last minute. If Sarah Beth goes, and if that's the way that things are turning, Kylan's not going to be happy. And, Derek is not going to be happy. Hannah is a little bit of a question mark on that one. But if Christian goes, we've got a whole other group of people who are not happy. So there's definitely going to have to be lines being drawn. And it's really, really interesting to see how this one goes. I'm probably most excited about this vote out of the whole season so far. So I'm excited. Now, do you think that there's any possibility that Christian does not go up?
Does not go up? It is possible. I think it's very unlikely, but if the vote campaigns begin, which they are likely to today, and then continue into up until the veto ceremony, and Tiffany decides, you know what, I have the numbers to keep Christian if I want, and I want, the way that she could maybe justify this being against Derek is convincing Derek to not go through with the move by saying to Derek, look, I don't know that you have the votes here. I think that Xavier and Alyssa and the Jokers might all vote to evict Sarah Beth anyway. And if you put Christian up, you're going to miss your shot. I think that the safer play right now is to follow through with what you're pretending to do. Act like you never were going to backdoor Christian, and then we'll take out Sarah Beth. And again, we promise we'll take out Christian next week for you. I don't think that's likely, but it's not impossible that she moves in that direction.
So yeah, there's a couple things there. The benefit for her in moving in that direction is that she would then be able to keep Christian in the house, not expend all of her social capital with Derek by betraying him in this vote, and then also still have Christian and Xavier and Alyssa, you know, not happy with Derek, where Derek is still a target. So that would potentially be a good option for her. I think the tricky part there is whether or not the Jokers are, you know, convincing to Derek that they do want Christian out or not. We need to see exactly how that happens.
Mm-hmm. Especially since they have no motivation to try and convince him of that if it means that they are going to go up on the block instead. And of course, it's also unlikely that Derek can get away with pretending like he wasn't going to backdoor Christian when Sarah Beth has been in on the plan since he told her. And she would likely at that point realize I've been screwed over and go ahead and expose everything. So it's not exactly a good plan for Derek's game, even if it did go through all that way. And it's, again, very unlikely to happen. But in terms of trying to find any possibility to make it work that Christian doesn't end up on the block, I think that's probably the only real way it could. What we're likely going to see is that Christian does end up on the block, but the votes could end up being very messy here. Christian does talk to Xavier. They say we should really solidify this 5-person alliance that we've been talking about with Tiffany and Claire. They are the people they want to ride with. We'll take out Sarah Beth this week, and that'll be how we move forward. They agree Derek needs to be next. Maybe Brittany first, then Derek. Depends on how it happens, but X continues to spread this whole America's couple theory as well. Kylan is going to talk with Derek. He says that Derek is kind of worried that Sarah Beth put a target on her back by doing that thing in the veto, and he's worried that the votes might not be there to keep her against Christian. Kylan thinks it's fine. Kylan mentions that Sarah Beth really wants to work with him, But Derek is like, but Derek is like, I'm concerned about Xavier in particular. Like, I don't know where his head is at. It doesn't seem like he wants to lose Christian. I keep being told that he's going to be on board with things, but he doesn't tell me anything. And it doesn't seem like he's on board with anything. Kyle's like, don't worry about it. He's like, yes, but like once Christian is gone, don't you think X and Alyssa are going to be like this? Like, they're going to be inseparable and Alyssa's going to be pissed at me. Like, I feel like this is not great. And Kylan's like, okay, but I hear that, but I think it's going to be fine. And I really think we should just move forward with this, four person thing with Sarah Beth and Hannah. And so they agree on that. But Derek is definitely rightfully so worried about Xavier here.
Yeah, and Kylan is just so out of the loop with all the other conversations that are happening. Maybe it's because he's spending too much time with Sarah Beth. Maybe it's just because he's been dropping the ball on all of his other partners. So, not good for Kylan here. I also feel like that he's got to get informed by somebody at some point, even if it's just more hints by Derek X. I assume at some point he's going to find out that this is not going to go his way, because I can't imagine that everybody in the house collectively is just happy to blindside him.
Yeah. And I mean, I think that Tiffany can get Xavier on board, but I'm curious to see how she's going to get him on board with keeping Sarah Beth over Christian. For his game, especially after all of the talk that she's done against Sarah Beth, and it's, how is she going to explain it other than I'm doing what, I'm like respecting Derek's wishes when Derek is his next target. It's going to be interesting to see how that works, if it works, if that's the direction she goes. So Alyssa's going to talk with Derek. Christian is there as well. This is a funny conversation. They're like, hey, let's get the four together at some point, get Hannah involved. We'll talk through our stuff. He says, if I put up Big D, Sarah Beth's not going to go home, right? Like, we're going to vote out Big D. And they're like, oh, of course not. We're definitely voting out Big D. And he's like, great, because I'm definitely putting up Big D. And they're both lying to each other in this conversation. They're both planning on backstabbing each other. Unfortunately for Christian and Alyssa, they are not the ones in power right now.
Yeah. That also, I don't think would work anyway if Big D went up, but it's funny. This is around the point in the night when I started getting very tired because it was like 3 a.m. or something.
Well, Tiffany's going to go and talk to Xavier, Christian, and Alyssa in the Have Not Room. And she tells them the whole story about Sarah Beth saying she was single. She continues to sort of parade the story around. Saying that I think that her and Kylan, maybe they're a couple, maybe at least at the very least, I think they know each other.
When she sees Kylan, she sees home.
Exactly. Tiffany's going to talk to Derek as well later in the night. And she says that, or he says to her, like, I really feel like we have SB. She's like, okay. And he's worried about the votes, rightfully so. He's hoping that, she will support him in this and that they will be voting Christian out. And that, if he takes the shot, that it will not miss. And she says, you do have my support. Claire and I will be voting with you. With us, you have the votes. I promise. You're going to be good. So Tiffany is reassuring Derek that she is on board again. We know that she wants Sarah Beth out. She wants Christian to stay, but she has discussed it, both with Derek now and with Claire and Hannah. Like, they're not going to go against Derek and screw him over like that, at least not right now. And so she lets him know, you have my support. You have my vote. Things will be good. And she also tells him the America's Couple theory.
Yeah. So. No, keep taking the lead here. I'm trying to catch up.
Okay. So Hannah and Claire also talk. They also agree. We are not going to go against Derek this week. We are going to take Christian out this week and we'll get rid of Sarah Beth. next week. They're not willing to go against what Derek wants. So as of right now, Derek does have the support of the Queens and Hannah. And with Hannah, Kylan, Tiffany, and Claire, he just needs one more vote. That will likely come from Azza at the very least. You know, probably Brittany is willing to go with it as well. You know, for as much as she has a final two with Christian, she also has, she has had a decent relationship with Sarah Beth in the past. But again, I mentioned this thing earlier with Brittany feeling like Sarah Beth was distancing herself before, because Brittany's vote may end up mattering here. We know that Big D is inclined to potentially vote to keep Christian over Sarah Beth. But again, if Tiffany is genuinely with Derek and will support him, then she will probably be able to get all of the Jokers on board as well as Xavier, and it will be fine here. So again, the possibility remains. If Tiffany wants to flip this vote, I think she can pretty easily. She may not even have to do it herself. She may even be able to let it flip and feel clean in her own conscience. Like, I'm just letting them do what they want. It's not my fault that I my vote alone couldn't stop this from happening. But as of right now, she is seeming to support Derek and the back door. So that is the plan. And as of right now, Christian is looking like he's in a lot of trouble.
So I've been sitting here trying to figure out which one of these options is better for Tiffany, because on the one hand, I feel like at this point she put forth a lot of energy today talking with people, trying to get the Christian backdoor to not happen and instead to target Sarah Beth, which I thought was impressive. And it's almost like, since you put all that effort in, might as well go with it. It really is going to be like, I think she has the ability in this house to make the vote go either way, depending on what she wants. She could influence certain people. For the most part, I think it again is kind of going to come down to all three of the Jokers. So that's a little bit, I need to see Kylan and Derek telling Sarah Beth to be more friendly with Brittany. And that I think will definitely help things in that direction. It's really tricky to figure out exactly which one of these options is better for Tiffany long term. Honestly, I'm not sure that it really matters that much. Like, I think that she is more hung up about the Sarah Beth thing than she needs to be. I don't think that Sarah Beth is really going to, like, somehow take complete control over all of Tiffany's positioning. I don't know. Do you disagree on that? Do you feel like she needs to be this worried about Sarah Beth at this point? I feel like there's enough reason for everyone else to get rid of her next week or the week after that it's not as crucial.
I mean, it's a strange sort of question, because does she need to be this worried? I don't know how worried she actually is, as opposed to just like she wants Sarah Beth targeted. And, you know, what Tiffany does, she does with her full, you know, force, right? And that's been working for her, because, you know, she pushes the hardest and she pushes the smartest often. And so she's been able to completely dismantle Sarah Beth's game to the point where her own team is now wanting her out over a Joker. And that is a very good thing for Tiffany's game. I mean, that work has helped a lot.
But that work has also already been done at this point. And like, right. I think that it's lasting. I don't think that she needs Sarah Beth to go home for that work to have mattered.
Right. Like, but who does she need to go home outside of Sarah Beth at this point?
Well, I do think that it would be good for her to have Christian go home as well. I think at some point she needs Christian gone. And so I think the difference here is, well, no, I think they're both, it's like a win-win scenario for her. I mean, it's a complicated win-win scenario, because there's going to be a little bit of fallout depending on what happens. But I think no matter who goes home, the other person who doesn't go home is still going to be, as long as Tiffany votes the right way, potentially willing to work with Tiffany in the future. And I also think that whoever stays is still going to be a target and is still going to be someone Tiffany needs out eventually. So I don't think it's like, the biggest deal either way. I think the main difference is going to be, depending on who goes home, her making sure that she still has a good relationship with Xavier and a good relationship with Derek, depending on what her choice is.
See, in my view, I think that Sarah Beth leaving is what's best for Tiffany. Unfortunately, there's not a way to make that happen in a good way right now, because she was not able to convince Derek X to not go through with the back door. So at this point, I think she's making the best of it. But I do see this week as a failure for Tiffany, because it would have been much better for her, for Christian to stay and for Sarah Beth to leave. Dismantling Sarah Beth's game benefited Tiffany a lot, but it would have been best if she could have then eliminated Sarah Beth from the game, not because Sarah Beth is still a threat to her, but because she's now done so much anti-Sarah Beth work that if Sarah Beth ever wins power, that's dangerous for her, because people could rat her out, they could expose how anti-Sarah Beth she is, and her game could start to unravel from that point. So Sarah Beth is now a liability, whereas Christian has always been loyal to Tiffany and Claire, and wanting to work with them and going far, and he remains a huge target in front of them, and somebody who can do work for them. And she has had success in the past with helping influence their moves, Christian and Alyssa's, but Christian's in particular. So I think that Christian staying would have been much better for Tiffany. But when I say this is a failure of Tiffany's, I don't mean that that she is like, now her game is going to unravel and everything's going to be bad. The whole point of Tiffany's game is that she can fail and still be in by far the best position in the house. She has so many options moving forward. And so that's the option she's taking now. It seems she is taking this loss and she's saying, okay, backup plan. Sarah Beth will be my shield. Sarah Beth is now the house target. Christian will leave. Derek X is now a big threat in the game. Sarah Beth is a big threat in the game that people are going to go after. And I'm going to maneuver from here. And it's not as optimal, in my opinion, as it would have been with Christian staying. And she may end up, changing if she decides to go in that direction, if she can make it work in a way that makes sense for her. But as of right now, it seems that she is sticking with this backup plan. And I think it's a fine plan. I think she's still completely in a very good spot moving forward. But I do think that when it comes to, picking Sarah Beth as the target, I think that was the right call for her. I do think that Sarah Beth is one of the most threatening players to her game, even before all of this happened. Doing all this work and making it happen, I think has been very effective for her. We're seeing the results of that again. She's just in such a great spot.
Yeah, I in general like the work. I think that she probably could have taken it one step farther and just told Derek that she wanted straight up, I want Sarah Beth out. And I know she kind of hinted at this throughout the day.
She said straight up, I want Sarah Beth out.
I think the difference is, I think she needed to pretty much tell him, Claire and I and the Kings are going to vote to take Sarah Beth out if she goes up against Christian, and you will not have the numbers to make this happen. I think if she said it like that, he would say, okay, well then I clearly can't put Christian up. I can't take that shot. I'm going to do something different. I think if she had said that,
if she hardballs him like that.
But the difference here is, like, it's all about what is going to potentially get back to him. Because at this point, Alyssa could potentially just go to Derek at some point once Christian goes up and say, yeah, Tiffany and Claire were telling us they were on board to do this the whole time, and the game still gets blown up. And that's where it really becomes a little bit of a tricky spot, because Sarah Beth, I don't think, is like dead in the water for the rest of the game. I think that she does have the potential ability to pull together a different group of people, maybe some of the Jokers, who knows. Hannah, Derek, Kyland, and they could potentially be a bigger problem for Tiffany moving forward, which is why I agree with you that Tiffany needed to get Sarah Beth out. But I think that there was like small moves that could have potentially been different. I don't know. We're never going to know, because this is what happened. But I applaud the effort at the very least.
Yes. I feel like I've been saying this all season long, and I'll say it again, though. I am going to nitpick Tiffany's game. The fan base certainly is going to nitpick Tiffany's game. It's very easy to do so because she is doing the best. Every single week people have been, she's done way too much. Her game is going to unravel now. And every single week. It has not. And so, you know, we are going to continue to look at what she's doing and, you know, see where we think she could do better. But that does not mean that she is doing very poorly or anything like that. So definitely interesting to see where she's going to go from here. I do take this as a small Kylan win and a small Tiffany loss, but Kylan is still leagues behind Tiffany in terms of positioning, as Kylan did manage to, again, help convince Derek to take this shot against Christian. And that was not what Tiffany would have preferred. But Tiffany is so far ahead of him in terms of her structure and relationships and positioning that it's just a minor sort of blip for her. And it's kind of a big win for Kylan, but only because he was sinking so fast that he needed a big win. So we'll see where things go from here. But that's about what we have for the day. Mary, anything else you wanted to bring up?
Nope. Had a fun time. Please give them a bedtime inside the house, Big Brother. I would appreciate that. Thank you.
Yes. All right. Well, that's what we have for you then today. Thank you guys for joining us. I will, of course, be back tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens today on the Big Brother 23 live feeds. It could be an eventful day. It could be a quieter day as they wait for the veto ceremony, and then things might get a little more exciting from there. Can't tell you which one's going to happen quite yet, but you will want to tune in and find out. We will also be live tonight to recap tonight's episode. It is Sunday, right? Yes. Of Big Brother 23. I'm also going to be live on Twitch today, twitch.tv/Taryn Armstrong, playing some Among Us again, finally, lying to my friends and, you know, killing them. And then during the episode, I will be watching the episode live on Twitch as well. So you can find me multiple times today on Twitch if you want to hang out. And then again, the podcast later tonight. So check all of that out. I also just recorded the seventh best season of Survivor, Winners at War, with Shannon and Rob. Really enjoyed that podcast. If you want to check that out, Shannon and I together on a podcast is always a fun time as we get very nerdy about all of the Survivor things. So check all of that out. Mary, where can people find you?
As always, you can find me everywhere at Frail Mary. I will also be doing Among Us today with Taryn and crew. Taryn, want to do a pregame alliance? Just
absolutely.
No kills.
We won't kill each other. We won't vote each other out.
Perfect.
Sounds I will perfect. I will only to a vote you. I'll never evict you.
Yeah, I'll never evict you. Perfect. You can also obviously check me out on other Rob is a Podcast stuff. If you haven't listened to the Amazon Top 40, check that one out with me and Maggie and Rob. It was really good time.
There you go. All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us here today. And I will see all of you next time.